Achin asidim lias yaitse mitachas mifton habayis. That water, like the size of a pack, the size of a bottle, the opening of a bottle, will come out of the Pesach habayis. Mi Pesach habayis. Mikan v'yelach, once the stream went out of the Beis HaMikdash, Yisrael Mizgah b'v'yela. It got very strong, the water then. Ashi Megiel Pesach Beis David. Until it came to the Pesach of the house of Beis David. Kivin Shi Megiel Pesach Beis David. As soon as the stream came to reach the side, the place of Beis David, is Nase Kinachal Shoytif. It came almost like a regular river, and a river flowing very strong, fast river, fast swifty water. And Rechtsin Zovin V'Zovois Nidas V'Yodis. Now it's big enough, this water, that an Isha, a Zovin, could go down there and be Tevil. Shinema, the Pasuk says in Tzchariah, V'yayimahu, Yiyah Mokor Niftoch L'Beis David, will come out of Mokor, the stream of water will come out opening by the Beis David, L'Yoshre Yerushalayim, L'Chatas L'Nida. That from there will be good for a Nida. And as a Nida will be able to go Tevil in that water. That's how big the water will be already, that even Nida could go into the water. And Amar Rav Yosef, Mikan remez lenido shetzricha leishev at savor b'mayim. That what are we saying now? That when the water reached the base of it, then it was nice, high, and thick water. So it even reached the tzavor, like a mushlak of the Isha was standing in the water, it would reach her neck. So it's mashma, that's how deep the water has to be when a nido goes to be toivul. It has to be deep water that at least will come up to a neck. And the Gemara says, no, but the loch is not like that. The water does not have to be so high. It's enough that's even lower. As long as she can get her whole body into it, even if she lies down or sits down, it's also good. As long as she gets her whole body into the mikvah. Rashi mekan remez l'nida, mida l'kori l'roi l'nida, atshem esgabo kenach l'shoytif. It only says the stream is roi for need to go in there when it reaches the Beis David, when it becomes like a whole river. Eshemegiel l'pesach Beis David, es remez etzricho l'tfilah smayim amukim. That when Nida goes to be tevil, she has to go into deep water. That she could be there and it reaches her neck. The Afagav Glorimiza Krua Tzavara. The Pesach doesn't really say clearly it has to be up until the neck. Mil Dinehevi Yamukim Oime Karo. It's much more, it has to be deep water. Vizek Karo. That means Karo. I, Bechlal, how do we know that a Nida has to go to the mikvah? The Torah never says clearly that the Loch Riz, a Nida has to go to the mikvah. The Torah talks about it. That Sholu Mekame Rabbi Yehuda Goyin, to tell Tvilas Nida Midiraisi Minolan. How do we know that an Isha has to go to the mikvah in order to become Torah? The Torah doesn't say clearly. The Eishiv, he says, Kal Vuchoyma Mimagal. It's a Kal Vuchoyma Madach of an Isha touches somebody else. That person becomes Tommy, and he has to go to the mikvah. So Adin, the Nida itself, Avad has to go to the mikvah. They were at a time period, and after Minasib, the main Nida. For the Ashim, the Masechta, the Roshachovim, Mayim Shanida Tavelos Behem. The Torah calls it may need a mashmitz water that a nida has to go into. That's the remez, that's the drush, how we know a nida has to go to the mikvah. Three pirish min a siv, v'hadovi b'nidosa v'dashinu p'arabam isha, b'nidosa tei ad shetobu b'mayim. That's a drusha. Because the Torah doesn't say clearly, these are drushes. So our Gemara here is going after those drushes. We know a nida has to go to the mikvah. The shiloh is, how deep does the water have to be? So here it's a remez, it has to be pretty deep, up into a neck. And the Gemara says, no, let's take us a kavosa. We don't pass them like that. It's not a din how deep the water has to be. It has to be a boy and so that the body can get into it. The Gemara says, no. Shabbos, the ikka manol mai. So far we came at these halachis, that on Yom Kippur even you're allowed to walk through a river. If your Rebbe or your father is on the other side of the river, and you want to go be makab upon him, it's a mitzvah. So you're allowed to walk through the river, even though you have to come up to your neck in water, you're allowed to walk through there on Yom Kippur. And the chiddush was, even though rechitza is also, it's only also rechitza shotainim, that you're having enjoyment from. But here it's not l'shem enjoyment, it's time to go to do a mitzvah, it's mutter. So some have the girsa that, teinach yom kippurim de lekemano. On Yom Kippur, you know you're not allowed to wear shoes, so then we understand why you're allowed to walk through the water. Of the Shabbos, diikah mano mai. What's going to be the loch on the Shabbos? That Shabbos people do wear shoes. So the question is the same thing, if you want to go over a river, you want to go visit your Rebbe or your father, Salsilcha Shabbos, the Chorot Smutter, the same thing, you're going through the water. But the question is, though, that you should be afraid maybe your shoes will fall off. And then you come to pick it up and carry it. And it's also to carry on Shabbos. So maybe because of your shoes, it should be also to walk through the water. And Rashi says, V'hogasin Shabbos Mika Mano Mai Mishari Lavo B'Mayim. Can you walk through the water on Shabbos? Or Dilma Chashina Dilma Nafti Yakaria. We're afraid maybe your shoes will fall off while you're walking through. The Yosli Yasvinu, and we're afraid you'll pick them up and carry them. So that's why on Shabbos maybe it should be Yosser. It's on Yom Tippi not wearing shoes. That's why it's Mutter. But on Shabbos, if you're wearing shoes, maybe it should be Yosser. Is Oma Nehemia Chas Ne Devei Nesiyah. So Nehemia, the son-in-law of Devei Nesiyah, from the president, the Nosi, is Ano Chazisil Rabami. I saw that Rabami, Rabasi, Demoti Okumo Demaya, they met into a pool of water, the Yavrua Derech Malbush, and they walked through the pool of water, even though it was on Shabbos, and even though Derech Malbush, they were wearing shoes. So you see, even though you're wearing shoes, still you're allowed to walk through. And we're not afraid maybe the shoes will come off while you're going through the water. Zrashi v'yavruha derech malbush. It means v'manolim ovruoisei. They went through with their shoes, they went through. So tzuraya clearly with the shoes is mutter. So Moshe says again, teinach manol. Maybe that's good with shoes that you have leather, that they're tight, so we're not afraid they'll fall off. Of a sandal mayikul meima. Like sandals. Sandals are not so tight. So maybe there we're afraid they'll fall off while you're walking through. It should be also to go through wearing sandals. So Rashi says, sandal mai. Sheini yochol ahatkoi, ulakoshri yofa. You can't make it tight and tie it down. Baragla, kumay manla, the same way you do to a regular shoe. So what's the loch here? Is Omar Rav Rechumi ano chazisil Ravina. I saw Ravina, the Ovar Derech Malbush. He went through a pool of water, and vice versa, he held, even though he was wearing sandals. He's wearing a sandal only. Shrashi v'yiklo, let's write it. Ravashi says no. Ravashi yom sandal l'chathilo loy. A sandal loy, you should not do it. I'm the loshon l'chathilo, but aloch it's mashmitz, the loch it's also. You're not allowed to walk through water wearing a sandal. Because since the sandal is not so tight on your shoe, we're afraid while you're going through the water, it'll fall off, and you'll come to carry it. Senechlan, the loch it's also to wear sandals, walking through the water. Mashen came to wear shoes is mutter. Exactly, if it means our sandals, I'm not sure, because we could have sandals that you tie down pretty tight also. You have it all around, and you have things tying it down, so maybe it'll be different. Chovan the Gemara's sandal, you didn't tie it down, it wasn't so tight, there it's also. There's another shalot, the Gemara he doesn't discuss. The Gemara is a shalot, and it's a shriya, the shalot is. That you're not allowed to soak any begodim in water on Shabbos. We hold shriya zui kibusai, a lot of Rishonim hold. And that's what we hold halacha. Just putting your shirt into water is also on Shabbos. Because just putting your clothing into water, that's called kibbutz, that's called you're washing it. So the question is here, how are you allowed to go through the river when you're wearing your shoes, your clothing on Shabbos, you're putting clothing into water? So there's two terutzim. One terutz to Shainim say is either it was dirty water, you have to say, and since it was dirty water, that's not called derech kibbutz. Kibbutz means you're washing something in clean water. Mashenkin doing it in dirty water, that's not called kibbutz. So therefore it was mutter. So Mela, here the only shalor is that maybe your shoes will fall off, so we're making a chilat. If you have shoes that are tight, it's mutter. But a sandal that's not tight, and a chlam it's also. Moshe says, Reshkalusa ikloy le hagrunya. Reshkalusa went to this place, Hagrunya, and levei Rav Nosson. He went to stay by Rav Nosson's house in Hagrunya. Shrashi v'shov Hashem. He spent Shabbos there. Is Rafrum the kula rabbonin also le pirkum? So I saw Reshkalusa gave the shir on Shabbos, so the rabbonin and Rafrum went to the shir. Ravina the Loyosa. Ravina didn't go to the shir. Lamachar, after Shabbos the next day, is Boy Rafrum Lafuke the Ravina midaited the Reshkalusa. So Mestam Reshkalusa was angry at Ravina, how come he didn't come to my shir? So Rafrum wanted to be a good friend to Ravina, and he wanted to get it out like he wanted to make peace that Reshkalusa should not be angry at Ravina. So Boy Rafrum Lafuke the Ravina midaited the Reshkalusa. He wanted to take Ravina out of the mind of Reshkalusa. No, he wanted to clear him out. He wants like give you an excuse, like speak out your excuse. How come you didn't go to shir yesterday? Is Omalei, so Rafrum asked Ravina, my time loyosim al pirka. How come you didn't come to shir yesterday? To the drasha of Reshkalusa. Omalei, so Ravina answered back, heavy koyav likarya. My feet were hurting me. I couldn't walk. Had bad foot. Because the morning, so Rafrum asked him back, iboy lo chol lemeisa masani. You have a something's hurting you there. Put on shoes. You put on shoes, your ache will go away. So you should have put on a good pair of shoes and walk. So he answered him, Gabo de carrier heavy. It was in the back of my heel that was bothering me. So shoes would also bother me. So he answered back, no, Iboyle Cholamir Masandala. You should have put on sandals. and sandals are nice and loose, so even though you have a boo-boo in the back of your foot, it won't bother you so much though. It's loose. Maybe tight shoes will bother you. Rashi says, it's wider, it won't bother you. So still, that's not a good excuse. Is Omalei, so Ravina finally told him, there was a big pool of water, heavy biyucha, on the road. And Melech couldn't go into the water on Shabbat, that's why I didn't come to Shia. So Rafa asked him back, though, still, what kind of heter was that? We have the law here. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk through the water to go with the Dvar Mitzvah. So here you come into Shir, you should have walked through the water and come to Shir. Omalei answered him back, don't you hold, like we said before from Rav Ashi, that sandal, that when is it mutter to go through only wearing shoes? But I could wear shoes because I had an ache, had a boo-boo there. I couldn't wear regular shoes. I had to put on a sandal only. And Allah is, with a sandal, you're not allowed to walk through the river, through the water. So well, that's why I couldn't come to Shia. So the kids gave a good excuse for Avinam. So Rafam accomplished his purpose. That now, Reshlusa was not angry anymore. He told them over a good excuse, he parted him. So tomorrow, Tony Yehuda Bar Groigris. Also, Leishev Agave Tina B'Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to sit down on like mud. Tina means a wet piece of ground like mud. You can't sit on wet mud on Yom Kippur. Shrashi, shalichlu chatit hevi oini korol l'mechitza. Because since it's a little bit wet there, it makes you feel good, and it's like washing yourself. And just like you can't wash yourself on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to sit down on something that's wet. It's also like an oinig, and makes you feel good that you're washing. Is Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, uvetina mitafeches. We're only talking about this tina, this mud here, has enough liquid that there's liquid. Shrashi makiya mayim. In other words, there's water, it's wet on the outside. Not just sound like mud, like a little bit half wet. It has to be gezunta wet. And Omer Abayu v'tafeach aminat latfiach. How wet does it have to be? It has to be wet enough that if you touch it with your hands, there's wetness on your hands, that when your hands touch something else, it makes that thing wet also. That's called tafeach aminat latfiach. When you touch it, it puts enough wetness on you that you could wet something else. That's called enough wetness to say there's an issue on Yom Kippur that you have an enjoyment that's also to do on Yom Kippur. Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, uvetina. Omer Rav Yehuda, muta letstanein v'peiros. You should know you're allowed to have cold peiros and put it on your body on Yom Kippur to make yourself cold. If it's a hot day, you can take out peiros from the refrigerator and put it on your body, keep yourself a little bit cool. That's muta. Rav Yehuda mitstanim mikroh. Rav Yehuda also used to have some cold kroahs, usually pumpkins he had, or cabbage, a squash kroah. He had some cold squash, and with that he used to cool himself on Yom Kippur. Rabba mitstanim b'yanuka. Rabba made himself cool with yanuka, not sure what it is, or some other type of vegetable, something that grows. That's what he used. Rava mitstanim because of the kasper. Rava used to use a silver cup. He had a cool silver cup that he used to use putting near his body on Yom Kippur to make himself cool. Omer Rav Papa, he saw the kasper molei osur. You should know if it's full to the top with water, then it's also to use to put it near your body. Because partially we're afraid, maybe it'll spill over on you, and you're not allowed to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, molei osur, shema yishofchu mayim abasaroi. If you have a full cup, you're not allowed to put it on your body, because we're afraid some of the water will fall off. Mashenkein chosar, shari. But if it's halfway, it's not full, then it's mutter. At least something is missing, it's not completely full, then we're not afraid it'll fall out. That's mutter to put the cold cup on your body. The pachra, let's say it's made from a kli cheres, an earthly kli, that's very porous, so that some liquid is coming through it, is ibi vidi yosar. Mishum de mishkal shochem. It both ways it's yosar, because even if it only has a little bit of water, so Rashi says, polte mayim shevaleyim. The water comes through it, it's porous, a kli cheres. Therefore, we're afraid there's some drops of water on the outside, and if you put it on your body, you're like washing yourself on Yom Kippur. So it's also to use on Yom Kippur. Some have the Gisha, Ravashi Yomar, he saw the kasper chosanami yosin. No, if you have a silver cup, even if it's only halfway full, it's also to put on your body. Mishum din is doriv. We're afraid they'll slip. Shrashi machot is very slippery. V'nishmat miyod will fall out of your hand. V'yishofchu hamayim alov. And the water will fall on top of you. So it's also even to hold a silver cup of halfway full of water. It's also water. We're afraid it'll slip out of your hands and spill on you. Ziri Bar Chomo, Ushpazichnon the Rabbi Ami. He was the innkeeper of Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Well, the Kula Rabbanon of Kisri, all the Rabbanon of Kisri, heavy. Omalen Rabbi Yosef, told Rabbi Omalen Rabbi Yosef Rei to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Bar or Raya, like you're a bar or son of a big Talmud Chacham, is to Emelcha, come and tell us, Milsam Al Yisrael, something very good, to Rabbi Yobud Ovuch. Tell us something good that your father did. So he told him like this, that Metapeches Hoyeloi Berav Yom Kippurim. He used to have a towel that he had Erev Yom Kippur, so he showed Reis of Amayim, and he would soak it into water on Erev Yom Kippur, so Yaisa came in Kalim Neguvim, and some then he would wring it out, and it would still be like dried out, like a kamat, like a kli that's dried out, but it still had some water, it's still some wet, the towel. Or the Mocha tomorrow on Yom Kippur, Mikaneach Vopon of Yodav Raglim. He would like wash off his face and hands with it. In other words, it wasn't completely full of water. It's also to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. But he made this kunst that he had a towel that was a little bit damp-like. And on Yom Kippur now, he washed him, he cleaned himself. He was Mekaneach Bo, his face, his hands, and his feet. Shrashim at the Fechis means Sudir, a type of a towel. Came in Kalim the Gufim, like dried Kalim. Yeah. By the Erev Tisha, what about Erev Tisha B'Av? Because on Tisha B'Av also does the same halacha. You're not allowed to wash yourself on Tisha B'Av. So what he did was on Erev Tisha B'Av, Shoy Rois to the Mayim, also he would soak the towel in water, or the Mochor, and tomorrow on Tisha B'Av, Mavi Agav Yenef. He would just put it over his eyes. That's what he did. So more of a Chayin, Kiyosi Rabba, Bar Mori. Omer, he said the same thing. That there of Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Eitzer is, Mevi and Loi Mitfeches, take your towel, the shayra oisa b'mayim and soak it into water, or menicha tachas v'shoysev and leave it under your head. Use it for a pillow on the night time. Or the mocha tomorrow on your Tisha B'Av mekaneach pon of yodav raglav. You're allowed to wipe off your face, your hands, and your feet with this like a damp towel. That's what you can do on Erev Tisha B'Av. What about Erev Yom Kippurim? You want to prepare yourself for Yom Kippur, as Mevi and Loi Mitzvachas, they brought him also the towel, the Shoy Reis to B'mayim, would also soak it in water, the Oysa Kimin Kalim Neguvim. Here we have to wring it out a little bit, to make it like dried out Kalim, but it's still damp, or the Mocher on Yom Kippur, Mavi Rav Agabib Einov, he would let it go over his eyes. So the Mar Omalei Rav Yaakov, Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlipa, Ipcho Marta Lo'olon, you told us just the opposite before. That while the Rashi says that Tisha B'Av Oysa Kimin Kalim Neguvim, you said before no, and for Tisha B'Av you have to dry it out very much. Or Erev Yom Kippur Lo Yamarta Oysa Kimin Kalim Neguvim, but against Erev Yom Kippur, there you did not tell us that you had to make it so dried out. V'yasvincha Shchita, and the Mara says V'yasvincha Shchita. Have a kashin Yitaka Shchita. Well, you taught us the opposite. You taught us that on Erev Yom Kippur, you're allowed to soak in water, and you don't have to wring it out before Yom Kippur. Just use it the way it is now on Yom Kippur. But by Tisha B'Av, you said then no. Erev Tisha B'Av, you have to wring it out very good. I have a kashra on you, schita. That how could you tell me on Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av, you're just soaking in water, and you don't have to wring it out before Yom Kippur? So when it comes Yom Kippur, when you use it, it's pretty soaked with water. So who there, we should be afraid of schita. There's an issa to wring it out on Yom Kippur. So if I can't on Yom Kippur, you should have to wring it out beforehand. Because if not, we're afraid maybe you'll wring it out on Yom Kippur. Mashenken on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, we're not afraid. Tisha B'Av, there's no issa schita on Tisha B'Av. So here it should be just the opposite. And Omer Rav Menashe, Bar Tachlipa, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, that Shol was Reb Leza, that yes, Reb Leza, that, oh, there's a new thing. So they asked them from Schita and Enochama, they changed it around, like we had before. The Locha was like we had before, the Meisim was before, the opposite way Takam. That on Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to wring it out good. Today that on Yom Kippur, you won't come to squeeze it out. Mashenkin, on Erev Tisha B'Av, then you don't have to go so far. The Rashi says also, Loshin Sheshimat Yochakama, Ipchomat Lachon, the Erev Tisha B'Av, the Kaneh, the Mocha Peshtam. The Erev Yom Kippur is Shoy Reis B'Mayin. The Yoy Sois the Kimin Kein Leguvim. The Sinuch Eschita, the Kimin Kein Leguvim, Adayin, Yesh Kle Eschita. Still a Kasha. So the kids, like the second year of Rashi, even that much you're not allowed to. And this is the way we pass Kin Lach Locha.
Kippur for Tisha B'av, for Yom Kippur is only that on Erev Yom Kippur, you're allowed to take a towel and just wipe off your hands. If you have your hands that are wet, you could wipe them off on the towel. So the towel, mamas, is just a little bit damp. Now this towel you're allowed to use on Yom Kippur, because then there's no shash or come to Tzchita to wring it out on Yom Kippur. Mashenkin on Erev Tisha B'av, then we say there the Yetzer is. You're allowed to soak the towel in water, and then Taka wring it out, and even though after you wring it out, it's still pretty wet, then you're allowed to use that on Tisha B'av. Because on Tisha B'av, we're not afraid you come to wring it out more, there's no Yetzer Tzchita there on Tisha B'av. Mashenkin, for Yom Kippur Taka, it's awesome, that much water. On Yom Kippur, it's only mutter just to have enough that Erev Yom Kippur, you stand, wipe your hands on the towel. Now the towel that's a little bit damp, that towel you could use. Yevaita. Omer Rav Amram. Yeah. Omer Rav Menashe bat Achlipa. Omer Rav Amram. Omer Rabba bar Bachonim. Shalu es Rav Eleza. Yes, Rav Eleza. Zokin v'yeshev yeshiva. If you have an older yid, a zokin, and the yeshev yeshiva is in a Sanhedrin even, zechoshev a yid, is sorach lito rishus. Lahatil b'chorus oyein a sorach. So ze have to yes rishus before he can be mata b'chorus or not. Alach Rav b'chorus, that kozman is no mum, you can't use it, it's like a korban. Bizman is there, you can't use it. So you have to wait till it has a mum, and you have to show it to a chochin, he'll be mad to the mum, he'll say, yes, that's a good mum. So Rashi says, that zokin v'yeshiv yeshiva, arminim sanhedrin, shein chochom matares abchor b'yochid, liras es mumoy, elim came not to rishus min anasi. He has to go test the nasi rishus, if he could check out the b'chor, the animal that's the b'chor, to make sure the mum is a good mum, that's mutter, for the kohen to use it. Is tamachas. He has to ask him rishus. Lochem he boil whom? The imzokin yeshiv yeshiva sanhedrin. You have an old yid, his name is Shinde sanhedrin, have a mitzorach rishus. Does he have to ask the nasi rishus aloy? What the knock of the lochem, what is it doing here in the middle of the Masechta Yumah here? Because when the boil the mirim of the sukkim he boil whom, ma lotes the sandal shall shom yom kippur. Because right after he asked him another question about yom kippur. So therefore, first to bring down this question. Is the zokin that sits in the sanhedrin, when he wants to be matzah b'chor, does he have to get rishus from the nasi or not? Gemara says, "My kami boilu." What's your question? Hoki kami boilu. He heard the Yomer Ravidi Baravin. Dove zeh henichul lehem levenesiya delezgad deboy. This is one schus that left over for the venesiya that you have to come and ask the nasi rishus before you can be matir of bechor. So Rashi lezgad means lashon gedula, and we left this for the nasi to be big about this. So melech tzorach lito rishus. That's your topic. So sure, you have to ask rishus like anybody else. A dover maybe no. Since he's an older person and he saw Choshim is sitting in the Sanhedrin, ain't Sarach, that was his suffix. Is Omer Reb Tzadik ben Chaku, Araglov, the Yomer, he got up on his foot and feet and said, Ani Risi, I saw, as Rabbi Yossi ben Zimron, Shezok, and he was an older person, the Yoshev Yeshiva, he was sitting in the Sanhedrin, Hoyam, the Omad Bimalo, Mizikna Shoseh, he was greater than this Zokin you're talking about, the Noto Rishus Lahate Bechoris, and he also asked Rishus. So you see, you have to ask Rishus from the Nasi. Omalei Rav Avin. Loi kacho ya maisa. No, you're not saying over, that wasn't the right maisa. That wasn't the story. Ela kacho ya maisa. This was the maisa what happened. That Rav Yossi ben Zimra. Koyin hoy. He was a koyin. Locha komi boy loi. This was the question they asked. Halocha k'Rabbi Meir. Is a locha like Rav Meir. Ti yomer ha-choshet b'dava loi donov loi nidoy. He was a koyin. And the locher is a kohen for sure. If he has an own bechor and it comes a baal mum, he's not allowed to check it out because since he's a choshed b'dovus negay to him, like as this man is there, kahanim can't do anything with the bechorim. Bechorim, they have to let it wait until it gets a baal mum. And when it comes a baal mum, now it's possible for a korban. Now they're allowed to use it. It's their own korban. It's their own animal. So a kohen for himself, he's called like negay b'dovum. Therefore, really, he can't use it. But the question is though, could he say for somebody else? Is he allowed to say to somebody else that it's a mumanat? So Rameya says, no, we can't even pass it for somebody else. But since he's a choshed v'dover, le'donav le'midli. Or Dilma maybe no. Halacha of Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha should be like a Shimon ben Gamliel. The yomah that he says, nemenu al shel chaveroi. A kohen is allowed to say for somebody else. For another kohen, for another Yisrael, he's allowed to pass it and that's pechor to say, yes, it's a baal mum. Because for somebody else, he's not megeya. V'yeno nemen ashal atzmai. Only for himself, he's not nemen. For himself, he's called a negay of a dover. For himself, we don't trust him. So that was the question. Who do we paskin like? Oh, poshet le halacha gashimun ben Gamliel. And he paskin the shalimas, we paskin gashimun Gamliel. That the kohen is nemen for somebody else. Rashi says, kanim chashudim al mumay abchor, lahat yeres osir. To be matir, to say the b'chor has no more kedusha. V'yaf lahat boy mum. Lefi shavachor bezman azer in latakona. Today we don't have the base of Migdish, so b'chor the Kohen can't use. El imten yesh by mum, unless the mum happens. V'ala koyin letapa bo mishnas nos nohu. The Kohen has to take care of the b'chor now, as soon as we give it to him. L'shoimroi, o l'zoinoi. So there's a big bother on the Kohen to take care of it. So me'el avad, the Kohen wants to see a mum come as soon as possible. So therefore we don't trust the Kohen. Now the Reb Meir, or the Reb Shimon, the Sefta B'chorus. This is my focus, Sefta B'chorus. So Itaki answered him back, Halachas Reb Shimon Gamliel, that yes, the Kohen is allowed a paskin for somebody else. But according to him, that wasn't the vice with the first Shaila. So maybe we weren't pushed the first Shaila either. It could be maybe a Zokin, V'yoshi, but Sanhedrin does not have to ask for shus from the Reina Siyam to be mad to the B'chor. Baita, V'sukam Iboilu. Now we ask another question. Maho Lotzeis Besandel Shalshon. On Yom Kippur, are you allowed to walk out with a shoe made from other material, not from leather? Shel Shor, Rashi says,